Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of our sufferings, so also you are sharers of our comfort.
The world's definition of comfort is the alleviation of suffering or despair. However, God has a different view. It's a teaching tool. Since those of us who are believers mature spiritually when we exercise faith, our Heavenly Father doesn't remove our troubles, but instead gives us the encouragement and strength to work through them. God sent His Holy Spirit to dwell within everyone who believes, and in that way, our source of help is as close as our own beating heart. When we face affliction and feel as if we can't bear it, He encourages us to believe, "Yes, you can, because I am here." There is no healing balm like God's Spirit, reminding us of His promises. In some circumstances, the Holy Spirit directs our mind to a Bible passage. Reading God's Word is the way to hear directly from Him. A scripture's personal meaning and application may not be apparent immediately, but God will bring the verse to mind at the time it's most needed. At the moment a person receives Christ as Savior, he or she is sealed as God's child. In Hebrews chapter 13, we read the Lord's promises to us, "I will never desert you, nor will I ever abandon you." Since He lives within us, He will walk beside us in every trial. And since He's omnipresent, He's always available to help and comfort us.